You want to know the truest thing about general aviation. It is not the airplane. It is not the runway. It is a 1998 Buick with a check engine light that has been on since the Clinton administration, a cassette deck full of nobody's tapes, and a key ring the size of a grapefruit. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Ramp, and this is Ramp Check. And today I'm not standing next to a warbird. I'm standing next to something better. I'm standing next to the courtesy car. You have to see this thing. I'm not kidding. Let me take you there. Small field, middle of nowhere, America. You just flew 140 miles for lunch because somebody at the hangar swore the diner in town does a pork tenderloin sandwich the size of a hubcap. You shut down, you tie down, you walk into the little FBO, the fixed base operator, and there's a kid behind the counter, maybe 17, and you say the magic words. You say, is the crew car available? And that kid slides a key across the counter. No paperwork, no credit card hold, no insurance form, just a key and one sentence. Bring it back with gas in it. That's it. That's the whole contract. That is general aviation in one handshake. Before I get another word deep into this, let me tell you who's keeping the lights on today. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument rating, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. And speaking of stories, let me tell you about the car, because this is not a normal car. A courtesy car has led a life. This is a vehicle that was somebody's grandmother's pride and joy. Then it was a company car, then it was traded in, then somebody at the airport bought it at auction for $400, and now it belongs to everybody and nobody. It is held together by duct tape, faith, and the collective goodwill of every pilot who ever borrowed it. I have driven courtesy cars where the driver's window does not go up. I have driven a courtesy car in January where the heater only had one setting, and that setting was volcano. I drove one in Kansas where the passenger door would only open from the inside. So my buddy had to climb across the seats every single time like we were reenacting a bank robbery. And you know what? I would not trade a single mile of it, because here's what nobody tells you when you're learning to fly. The $100 hamburger is not really about the hamburger. The hamburger is the excuse. The real event is the car. It's the 7 minutes of driving into town in a rattletrap Crown Victoria with your best friend, both of you laughing because the radio only gets one station and that station is playing polka. Let me tell you where this whole beautiful tradition comes from, because it has real roots. Back in the early days of aviation, when airports were grass and the terminal was a shed, if you flew somewhere you were stuck, there was no rideshare, there was no rental counter. There was a phone on the wall and a hope that somebody in town would come get you. So the airport operators, these were pilots themselves, they started keeping a car around, an old one, a cheap one, something they could hand the keys to and not worry about. And it turned into a code, an unwritten one, the courtesy car code. You want to hear the code? Here's the code. You put gas in it. Even if you only drove it 2 miles to the diner and back, you find a gas station and you put a few gallons in, because the next pilot might be flying in on fumes of their own and needing to get to a pharmacy at 9 at night. You bring it back clean. You take your trash with you. You do not leave your greasy sandwich wrapper on the seat. You bring it back on time. If somebody radios in that they're inbound and they need the car, you get it back to the field, because you're borrowing something that belongs to the whole community. And you never, ever say a bad word about the car. It does not matter that the seats are held together with a moving blanket. That car is a gift. That car is somebody at that FBO saying, welcome, stranger, we've got you. I want to tell you about a specific one. I'm standing on the ramp at a little airport. I won't say exactly where, because I want them to keep their car. And I ask the woman running the front desk about the courtesy car, and her whole face lights up. She walks me out to it. It's a Mercury Ancient, faded from red to sort of a rusty pink, the color of an old barn. And there is a spiral notebook in the glove box. She opens it and she goes, this is the logbook, not a maintenance log, a guest log. Because for 11 years, pilots who borrowed this car have been writing in this notebook where they flew in from, what they had for lunch, little notes to the next person, and I'm reading it, and it's things like best biscuits in 3 states, get the gravy, and thank you for the loaner. I proposed to my girlfriend at the Overlook on Route 9. She said, yes, the car has good luck in it. You have to see this. Somebody proposed and then wrote it in the courtesy car notebook so the next pilot would know they were sitting in a lucky car. That is the whole soul of this thing. This machine, this depreciated, dented $400 machine, is a rolling scrapbook of everybody who ever needed a lift and got one. Now, I want to be straight with you because this is a field report and I tell you what I actually see out here. The courtesy car is under pressure. It is. Insurance is getting harder. Some airports have looked at the liability, looked at a car with no seatbelt in the middle, and quietly gotten rid of the loaner. Some fields have gone to a rideshare voucher instead, which, look, that's fine. That gets you to the diner, but it is not the same. A phone app does not have a notebook in the glove box. A phone app does not remember the guy who proposed on Route 9. And the crew cars at the bigger FBOs, the shiny ones at the jet centers, sometimes those are nice. Late model SUV, clean corporate, and that's a courtesy too, don't get me wrong. But it doesn't have the character. Nobody writes in the notebook of a car that gets detailed every Tuesday. The one you want is the beater, the one with a personality, the one that has a story for every dent. Here's the thing I love. Ask a group of pilots about the worst courtesy car they ever drove, and watch what happens. They don't complain. They light up. It becomes a bragging contest. Everybody's trying to top each other. Oh, you had one with no reverse? I had one where you had to hold the shifter in place with your knee the whole way to town. That's nothing. Mine had a possum living in it. I have genuinely heard the possum story more than once from different airports. Which either means possums love courtesy cars or it's the aviation version of a fishtail. Either way, I choose to believe every single one of them, and the diner at the other end of the drive, that's part of it too, because the courtesy car and the airport diner are a package deal. The car exists to get you to the food, and the food exists because pilots keep flying in for it. It's a little economy that runs on abgas and pie. The best ones, the town knows the airplane people, you walk in dusty from the ramp, holding a grapefruit-sized key ring, and the waitress goes, "You flew in? Sit anywhere, honey. The special's meatloaf." She knows. She's seen a thousand of you. You're part of the rhythm of that town, whether you realize it or not. So here's what I want you to do, and this is the part where I grab your arm. Next time you've got a clear Saturday and an airplane in a couple of hours, don't just do the pattern. Don't just bore holes in the sky over your home field. Pick a dot on the sectional you've never landed at, somewhere small, call ahead or don't, and when you get there, walk into that little FBO and say the magic words, "Is the crew car available?" And when they slide you the key, and they will, you take that rattle trap into town, you find the diner, you eat the ridiculous sandwich, and on the way back, you stop and you put gas in it. More gas than you used, you leave it fuller than you found it. And if there's a notebook in the glove box, you write in it, you leave a little something for the next pilot who flies in scared and hungry and far from home and gets handed a key by a stranger who trusts them completely. Because that trust, that is the thing. That is what we're actually protecting when we protect the courtesy car. It's a whole culture that says, "You're one of us. Here are the keys. We know you'll do right." My thanks to the FBO front desks and the airport managers all over this country who still keep an old car running for strangers, and to every pilot who ever left the tank fuller than they found it. You're keeping something alive that is worth keeping. You can find us at RadioHangar.com. Now go find a dot on the map and go get the keys. I'll see you out there. Bring it back with gas in it.